I am outside our bar. You know, it's early in the day before the normal bar crowd comes. Let's go inside.
This round. We'll do $100.
This is where I met Michael Brundage, and he spends a lot of time in here, and we got to talking.
Yeah, I've been here a long time in Reno. I've seen a lot of changes, you know. It's just part of life, you know. I enlisted in the Marines when I was in 75 and served 10 years in the Marine Corps and came back here and started driving truck.
Mike talks about losing his job as a truck driver and getting really sick. He needs constant blood transfusions and he can't work anymore and he doesn't like it.
So I can't work anymore and that really bums me out, you know, because I've worked all my life and just kind of, you know, collecting the Social Security and, you know, disability pension makes me feel like a zit on society's ass.
The place where he lives, Ross Manor, has recently been sold after 30 years of ownership, and Mike doesn't know what will happen next.
It's the longest I've ever stayed in one place in my life. I've been there 6 years, and, you know, I'm kind of sketched about what's, you know, my rent's going to go up or, you know, what's going to happen.
He misses the old owner, Roberta Ross.
I like the location. I like, you know, my apartment. I got a beautiful view of the mountains, so I'm hoping things stay as they were when she was there. She ran a tight ship. You know, she didn't let no druggies in there, you know, it was always, you know, I felt safe there. And now there was a guy the day she packed up and moved out, some guy passed out in the hall in his own puke, you know, so I don't know.
Mike is worried about rising rents and ending up on the streets or other places he has lived.
It might get kind of sketchy in there, you know, it might end up like one of these other places where they got a lot of crackheads in there. You know, because there's nobody at the desk at night. But, you know, I'll stay. My lease is good for another year, so I'm good till then. They can't mess with me till then, but see what happens, you know. Things always work out. Never, you know, that's fun about life. Everything always works out.
Mike worries about the future, but he is satisfied with his life and very thankful for what he has.
I mean, as long as I, you know, keep food in the fridge, and, you know, and a roof over my head, I'm happy because I've slept on the sidewalk a lot, and it's no fun. I'm just thankful for, you know, every time I put the key in my lock, I give thanks.
Wyatt Daney, Reno Youth Radio.